You're listening to Path to Adland with Ali Osmer. Learn about careers in advertising and get advice from industry professionals.
Hello, welcome to Path to Adland, episode 4. I'm Ali Osmer, and I'm coming to you from East Lansing, Michigan, where it's frigid outside. It was about 50 degrees all through our winter break, and of course, Monday morning back to school, it drops down below 30, a little bit of snow, a lot of cold. So I've been pretty cold walking to class about an hour a day. But have no fear, I'm going to Florida this Friday for the UCA National College Cheerleading Competition, and it's supposed to be a low of 79 all weekend, and I think I can handle that. I think 79 will be okay with me. All right, I don't really have a segue here, but I'm going to move into something a little bit more advertising related. I was talking a little bit about talentzoo.com last time, the career search. You could kind of find salaries and different information on there. But I also discovered something new on TalentZoo, which I'm surprised I didn't discover before. It might be new. Maybe that's why I didn't notice it. Because I've been getting guest column emails from that website for a really long time, and I've never seen this before. But what it is Radio Talent Zoo, which is one feed that has all of my old favorite podcasts on it and some new ones that I'm going to have to check out. I just got them yesterday, so I haven't had a chance to listen yet. But it looks like a lot of advertising, career information, trends, news, etc. It looks pretty interesting. So I'll have to check that out. Maybe I'll put it on my iPod and listen as I go to Florida. More exciting news in the world of Ali Osmer. I just ordered on eBay some Logitech wireless headphones because I was kind of getting sick of having my earbuds ripped out of my ears from those wires. They're getting caught on things and scrambling to put them back in. So I finally just went on and bought the wireless, and I've been checking the mail every day. Can't wait for them to get here. I'll let you know how those go when I get them. Okay, let's move on to the interview. It is Samir Ahmed, an account executive at Vibrant Media, which if you've listened to the previous podcast, you might remember Christian Bozen from the first podcast also worked at Vibrant Media. Samir talks a little bit about his career there, his role at Vibrant Media as an account executive, and I asked him a little bit about keeping up on technology and also kind of just how Vibrant Media is creating new trends in technology because they're doing something that no one else really does. And as always, I had to ask him about living in the great city of New York because that's what I would like to do. So here is the interview with Samir. Hello, this is Ali Osmer, and I'm here at the Advertising Women of New York Conference in New York City at FIT. I'm here with Samir from Vibrant Media. Samir, can you tell me a little bit about what it is you do here?
Yeah, sure. We're contextually relevant advertising. We work in the online space. I personally work in ad sales. We have creative in-house. We work with huge advertisers like Intel, IBM, Nike, try to name some of the brands, Sony, Warner Brothers. And what we do is Christian's actually, well, I guess it doesn't make sense because it's not visual, but when you're in an article, it's all contextually relevant and all within the article. So when you're mousing over a word, let's say, in the article it's highlighted, it populates our ad unit. The nice thing is what we try to do is kind of get the user in an engaged state where they're looking to either purchase something or looking for a service. And when they're kind of in that situation where they are, let's say, researching cameras and they mouse over the word Canon and it serves up a Canon ad and they're like, hey, this makes sense for me. I kind of want to, you know, buy a Canon camera for X amount of money. We place those ads and we create them for them. So.
Okay, so this is sort of something, you're sort of at the forefront of where advertising is going today. So how is it that you keep up with technology and keep up with the trends as they're changing, or are you kind of creating them in a way?
Yeah, I mean, we, with respect to what we're doing, it's pretty unique. We don't have anyone, there's no one else in the field who's doing what we're doing. With respect to keeping track of the trends and kind of seeing where things are going, CNET's a great site. I mean, we're all kind of tech dorks a little bit. We kind of read up and see what's kind of coming up, and the other thing is really being sort of looking for engaged with your client. I mean, researching what they're coming up with product wise, corporate structure wise, kind of what's in the future for them, really works into what we're trying to offer them as a service provider. So,
so how did you get into this exactly?
Oh God, I was a psych major in college.
Where did you go to college?
Middlebury College in Vermont.
In where?
In Vermont.
Okay.
I worked for a lawyer. I worked at the UN. I worked in marketing, and marketing kind of seemed the best fit. It's like one of those things where you're not really bound behind a desk. You can get out there, engage people, do kind of this whole thing, you know. And it was the best fit. I didn't really want to be stuck behind a desk being a banker or crunching numbers all day. And with respect to interaction with people, kind of what they want, you know, the consumer goods are never going to die. I mean, people are always buying, so it seemed the best fit for me.
Right.
Yeah.
And I have a few questions just related to New York for those of us who are not from New York.
I'm a New Yorker, so
But so you're not, are you originally from New York? And then?
Oh, that's another long story. I wasn't born here, but I've lived here for the last 14 years. So,
you can consider yourself now a New Yorker. So is it a hard transition for you coming from another?
Yeah, it's, well, here's the thing. New York's busy. Like, you can get lost in the crowd very easily. With respect to getting out of college and like hanging out here, you have to have a good group of friends. You'll meet a lot of people everywhere you go, without a doubt. It's one of those things where you can kind of blend in when you want to blend in, and if you want to stand out, you can. It's very, very fast-paced, so I try to get out of the city every 3 weeks or so and just go to, I mean, I love Vermont, so try to go there or go to even Westchester because it's so narrow and confined here. You get, you know, walking down the street, like, crowded up, you know, shoulders scrunched, kind of being pushed around. So yeah, it's not too hard to transition into. Make sure you kind of have at least a buddy when you start here.
But, yeah. Okay, so do you have any advice for someone, particularly a student who's not from New York? Just any parting words of advice for someone trying to break into the industry?
Even the spot. I mean, in all honesty, if you're kind of a people person, if you dig the creative aspect, have a kind of a laid back feel, but also like. Trying to think the best way to phrase this. I don't want to sound like I'm lazy, but I mean, kind of go with the flow. Like if you're digging that, definitely go for it. To break into it, I started the agency side myself, which is kind of a broad idea. What's good about that is you get an idea about where the business is from the media side, the creative side, the production side, exactly, and you can kind of narrow yourself down from there. So start broad, try something out that might be a good fit, and you know. We're all young. We're all, like, you know, 20-something. Like, check it out for a couple of years.
It's never too late to change, right?
Oh, not at all. I just switched jobs in March. I mean, I'm young, too, by the way. I know I look really old, but I'm only 24, I swear. I started an agency 2 years ago, and it was a great, great, you know, stepping stone to what I'm doing now.
Right.
So,
yeah. Well, thank you so much. Nothing else to add?
No, I hope I sounded all right and edit out whatever is terrible.
I'm sure you'll sound great. All right. Thank you very much. Thanks for listening. If you have any audio comments or written emails, you can email those to me at path2adland@podomatic.com. You can also find Path to Adland now on blueberry.com. That's blueberry with no E's. I guess that's it. Thanks so much for listening, and I hope to have you back here again for episode 5.